Now, it's National Learning Disability Week this week, and earlier we spoke to a wonderful group of people who are involved in radio and talked about their learning disabilities and heard about the Sunnybank Trust. But it's not just radio. The Sunnybank Trust Drama Group are putting on an open-air production of A Midsummer Night's Dream. It's on Thursday, the 23rd of June from 5 o'clock. Takes place at Yule Courthouse, Lakehurst Road in Surrey, and it's made up of partners from Sunnybank across the learning disability community. And perfect weather to go along and see that production. I wonder how many productions, outside productions of A Midsummer Night Dream have taken place in the week. Let's talk to Sunnybank Trust CEO Dorothy Watson about this. Dorothy, really lovely to have you on the programme. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for asking me.
Now, we've heard about some great goings on in the world of radio with Sunnybank Trust, but this is drama. Tell us what's happening.
So, well, you've given all the details, but what we're doing, the drama group, there's about 15 guys with learning disabilities, and we have volunteers as well. So it's an integrated drama group, and they have created their own version of Midsummer Night's Dream. So we actually also feature William Shakespeare and his wife, Anne Hathaway. And Anne Hathaway doesn't think there's enough women in his plays. So we've got that little subplot going on alongside all the madness of the fairies, people getting turned into donkeys, and it's glorious chaos in the park, basically.
Oh, it sounds wonderful. I love the subplot as well. So obviously a lot of discussion goes on in creating these productions.
Yes, I mean, it takes us, the drama group, we only do one sort of performance a year, and the group choose what they want to do, and we start by storytelling. So it takes us about 6 to 8 months to kind of devise, work through the story, think about the characters, think about how the group want to interpret this, or how they want to put this forward. And the group is a very mixed ability group, which is really, really fun because you get such diversity and such different ways of expressing themselves and what they want to say about the play. So it's quite a big piece of work. It's not a long performance, though, but it could be because there's always the unpredictable in it. There's always... So we could, what could be about sort of just under an hour could well go on for 2 hours if we decide to extend one of the scenes.
Well, that's the joy of it, isn't it? The unpredictability, I would imagine. And people get so much out of putting together a show. There's so many skills that you learn through this.
Absolutely. I mean, the group work as a team. There's a lot of creativity in what people are going to wear, the costumes, how they're going to use the scenery, because we're using the lovely scenery in the park. We haven't got any sets or any props. We're literally using the trees covered in paper lanterns and fairy lights. So it should be really quite charming. And we've got some flautists playing to get everybody in the spirit of it. Yes, and so everybody kind of brings ideas to it, and the play evolves that way, and that's as it should be, really. You know,
I've been on your website because I wanted to find out more about the Sunnybank Trust, and I just love the variety of activities that you offer. So there's pictures of the drama, the allotment, there's a disco picture. I mean, it sounds like there's so much going on that you do and get involved in.
Yeah, I mean, the thing about people with learning disabilities is that they are still one of the most marginalised groups in society, you know, and friendships are really, really difficult, can be really difficult. So the activities are fantastic for the activity's sake, like the drama and the allotment, but it's a really great way to make friends, to feel that you're part of something, you know, something that's interesting and exciting. You learn new skills. And we've also got an advocacy service. So if at any point somebody has an issue, you know, and it could be about benefits, it could be about accommodations, or it could be about some kind of scam or financial abuse, we've got advocates that can help and support that person to make sure that they, you know, they report the scam or that they have somebody to go with them to talk about their benefits. So there is a lot going on, but there's also a depth to the service, you know, in terms of, really, we're there to support people to be a meaningful member of the community, to have a voice, and, you know, just to be valued as everybody else is in the society, you know.
Well, we did feature, obviously, the radio programmes a little bit earlier on, and I've managed to find them on your website as well, so people can go on and listen back to some of those shows that they might not have had.
And
it, obviously, everybody involved in that has so much fun and so creative and has got so many ideas as well.
Yeah, I mean, the glorious thing about the Sunnybank Trust is that we are a community organisation. We grew out of the community when they closed all the big old hospitals down. And we still work in the community. We're not a provider. We work, you know, doing activities with the aim of getting people really involved and developing skills and connecting with other members of the community. So the radio show is a really, really good way for, you know, John's increasing team of roving reporters to go and meet other organisations, you know, and interview them and talk to them. And how great is that? You know, suddenly the tables are turned and our guys are actually the ones that are interviewing people and are in sort of in charge. So that as well is really refreshing, I think.
What I love as well, looking at some of the pictures, is the really wide variety of ages, the ages of people that you work with, who clearly have come together as one community, because everyone just smiles all round when you look at the photos.
Yeah, I think our youngest member is 18. I mean, we work from 18 upwards. Our oldest member, off the top of my head, I think is 93, might be 92, 93. So there is something for all ages. It's about, you know, it's about having fun, it's about connecting, it's about feeling, you know, that you have a value, feeling proud of yourself, having confidence, new skills, and having fun, you know, basically having a lot of fun. As I'm talking to you, I have to say, I am actually in the middle of a park with a group of our younger Futures members who are having a picnic, so I feel very privileged. I feel very privileged that my lunch today is in a park having a picnic, which is lovely.
Not only that, but you've got glorious weather for Midsummer Night's Dream. I mean, it's going to be perfect, isn't it? Can people come? How do people? I'm assuming people can come along and see your production.
They can come along. We're not doing ticketed. We're just saying, do come along. It will be very informal, very great lot of fun. We will have donation buckets for people to make donations. We're not doing it as a ticketed event because one minute we weren't sure if the weather was going to hold and, you know, it gets quite complicated. So if people want to come along, it's at Yule Court House, just by the library. It's at 5 o'clock. It won't be like any version of Midsummer Night's Dream you've seen before, but it's fabulous. It's really good fun.
Oh, it sounds wonderful. Thank you so much. Enjoy your picnic. I'm feeling a little bit jealous now. Thank you for joining us on the programme. Really lovely to talk to you. And I love the sound of that production of Midsummer Night's Dream. That's one of my favourites, actually, seeing that in the open air in the summer. And you can go along. I'll just give you the details. So that was Sunnybank Trust CEO Dorothy Watson taking a break from her picnic to join us. And you can go along and see that. It's at Yule Courthouse, Lakehurst Road, Yule in Surrey. And it takes place on Thursday from 5 o'clock. Just turn up. Go and join in the fun. Sounds brilliant.